Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Happy New Year. Happy New You. January is a month when many of us resolve to make changes in our lives, whether small or large. And perhaps first on those lists is health. We want to feel better physically and emotionally. We want to take care of ourselves differently, increase our energy, protect ourselves from disease. We want to lose weight and become stronger. How do we do all this? Now there's a terrific new way you can do these things right here in Astoria, Oregon. Marcia Gustafson, a certified personal trainer, has just opened her new business, Body Dynamics Fitness, affordable, fun fitness for Astoria and beyond, fitness for every body. Today we'll explore what being physically fit means and hear about the classes she's offering and why she thinks proper movement is so vital to our well-being. Morning, Marcia. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Donna. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, it's an excellent, January is an excellent time because that's when we do think about shifting things and fresh starts. And before we talk about the terrific classes you're offering 4 days a week here, let's talk about Marcia Gustafson, certified personal trainer. Let's talk a little bit about your background and history.
Hey. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Marcia. I'm from Coos Bay, grew up in Coos Bay, and hello again, everybody. This is Marcia Gustafson, and I grew up in Coos Bay, Oregon, and I just love the coast and have lived in Oregon my whole life, several different cities for different colleges and what have you, but let's get on to my journey with nutrition and fitness. I was going to school at U of O and fell in love with nutrition by getting a job at a health food store. And it changed my thinking from thinking physics and philosophy was my thing to nutrition is my thing. Absolutely just fell in love with it. So had to transfer over to Oregon State where they have a nutrition program and graduated and immediately started working at 24 Hour Fitness as a certified personal trainer. And loved it so much that when we decided to move back to the coast, Gold Beach, I began my business full-time. And that was personal training full-time and just loved it. Discovered that it just, no matter what kind of day had before seeing a client, just every time I went to see a client, it would just revitalize me so much. And so learned that I love it. And so I decided to keep continuing even after I moved to Astoria and was kind of taking a semi-break, I could call it, by working at the co-op for about 2.5 years. And I was still actually seeing clients on the side. Loved it so much that I had to keep doing it a little bit. And then I met the love of my life a few years ago. And then I became pregnant. And of course took some time off after that. And now I am completely ready and my son has given me complete permission to go full time with this and begin, fitness classes as well as personal training once again.
And you have 7 years of experience in fitness training and with personal clients, and you did classes in Gold Beach. And we're going to talk about the different kinds of classes that you offer and how it's so simple, how it's accessible for people. And that's one of the most important things you want to do. But what is the definition of fitness? I think a lot of people are put off by that. They think, oh, well, that's Lance Armstrong. That's an athlete. I mean, what is the definition of fitness? What does that mean, Marcia?
Fitness is the definition. Could mean different things to different people, but it's very individual. Everybody is different. We're learning more and more, and different things react differently with different people. Fitness is actually kind of a measure of your muscle tone, your cardiovascular health, flexibility, etc., and basically how you handle your day-to-day activities, and actually, are there things you want to be doing that you don't feel your body is capable of? Then in your world, maybe you're not as fit as you could be.
So it doesn't really mean being a jock. It means, can you move through your life and do the tasks of your life easily mm-hmm. and well? Mm-hmm. Can you sprint if there's a tiger behind you? Can you play with your grandchildren on the floor without injuring yourself?
Yes, those things too. Everything in your life. We want you to be ready to jump aside from a car that you save your life, sort of thing, or have fun wrestling with your grandkids. Yeah, without injury.
And I think the thing right now is that there's so much more focus on how we move our bodies and the fact that we need to, because people are so much more sedentary these days mm-hmm. because they're sitting in front of computers and televisions and they're using their phones. And I mean, I think some of the most fit people I ever knew were people who were farming and doing things,
exactly.
you know.
Functional fitness.
That's called functional fitness.
Yes.
Exactly. And you also do that. I know that you've gone into different businesses here and you've worked with employees and you've worked with staff to show people, even at a hotel, how do you bend to make the bed properly so that you're not hurting yourself.
There is proper movement. There is a proper way to move and there is an improper way to move in order to prevent injury.
One of the things I like about classes, not aside from the fact that you show up and you have community and you have support and people there, but I like to know that there's a person who is trained, who's saying, no, if you do it that way, this could happen. You need someone to look at you and say, this is the best way for you to do this. This is the proper way that you need to move your body.
Yes, a benefit of classes is gentle guidance. I definitely want to make sure you have proper form when you're working out. It is the number one most important thing when exercising.
So, okay, here we are, January. People say, I'm going to really start doing this. What are the reasons people stop doing exercise or stop working on, stop moving their bodies? What are some of the main reasons that they stop?
Several big reasons. People become intimidated or they simply have reached their limit of what they know, and so they either become bored or they can also become injured very easily through trying to do exercise according to what they remember from high school gym, which in a lot of cases is considered wrong these days. Like, don't do a full sit-up. That's considered hard on the back, for example.
So. Well, we're learning new things all the time. And I know you've said that you love studying and you love researching and learning new things all the time. What are some of the other benefits of being a fit person?
Oh, so many. I could go on and on, but I'll try to just name a few. Number one is to prevent disease. The way that works is in your body, by exercising, you're reducing stress, you're balancing your body chemistry, hormones, improving health of your organs, etc. And therefore, you're preventing disease. You will sleep better because you're expending energy in an excellent sort of way. And another benefit is you slow the effects of aging through increased circulation. And a lot more. Of course, there's always many people want to lose weight or they want to lose fat and keep it off. And those are things I really focus on in class, and I'm very aware of that people have these goals in mind. So I make sure that the classes are focused on that. And just looking better, your clothes will fit better, your muscles will look more sculpted. Let's say you have a bad back or some pain in your knees or hips. Typically, coming into a class that's gentle and focuses on functional exercises, and you can actually lose pain. It can disappear. Another good benefit is that you're actually setting a good example for your children to keep your health up. And let's say your mood is down, or let's say you're easily annoyed by things, blah, blah, blah. You can actually watch this and feel this disappear through exercise.
It's true. When you move your body, if you take a brisk walk or you do a class, you feel so empowered afterwards and you feel good about yourself. Obviously studies are linking the fact that movement really helps with any kind of depression. And that's very much so. Yes, it's vital. And the thing that it can be simple, and I think maybe we want to talk a little bit about what your classes are. Why don't you give us some class descriptions, actually?
Okay, and I actually have four classes. I'm very excited about all of them. Personalized Fitness is the title of my Monday, Wednesday class at 7 a.m. And I'll actually just name off the classes really quick, and then I'll go back and describe them. The second class on Tuesday, Thursday at 7 as well is Bones and Balance. And then I have a Fit Mama class, which is really fun. I bring my two-year-old, and mamas bring their infants and toddlers, and we work out together using your baby as weight or letting your toddler run around. And then the fourth class is simply just a group. We meet once a week and discuss our next step in healthy eating. So, so a description of the first two, the fitness classes, is the Bones and Balance is just that. We are focusing on increasing bone density, which is ever so important, even starting in your 20s, 30s, might as well start focusing on that and prevent osteoporosis, etc. And you do things like squats, typical functional classic exercises that you've probably done in the past. We just really gear it towards that specifically. And then the other class, Personalized Fitness, is actually very similar, and I made it like this on purpose so that you can actually come to any class Monday through Thursday and have a pretty similar class available to you. Let's say you want to come Monday. You're going to tell yourself you're going to come Monday, Wednesday, but you suddenly can't make it to the Wednesday. Well, just come Thursday. and Personalized Fitness it's just that I really want to help you get to your personal goals through modifying exercises to meet your goals, if they're for a specific sport or just to move better through your day.
Boost your metabolism. Exactly.
Yes.
So that you're burning fat. I know we talked a little bit about why do people, okay, your classes are 1 hour classes. They're 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Right now you are in the, why don't you explain your location now,
okay,
and then the fact that you're going to actually be changing your location at the end of this month. And the classes are, you just started them. They're just, and you don't have to have, you don't have to learn dance steps. You can come in at any level. People can come in. They can roll out of bed tomorrow, put their sweats on, and show up at your class.
There's
at
never
7 a.m.
a beginning and ending to my classes. You can come
at
start
any level,
whenever,
anytime.
At any level of fitness and
at
knowledge.
At any time.
Yes, at any time.
And it's, yeah.
Okay. And sorry, what was the question?
That's right. The question was that people from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., you have this 1 hour time period. It's most people do better if they do it first thing in the morning, because they, even though they may work all day and say, oh, I'm going to do this, but at the end of the day, I think, didn't you thought about that, and you thought, you know, if somebody just gets up and they just do it right away from 7 to 8, then that starts their day off just in a great way, and they've done it.
Yeah, that's
well, yes, where are your classes? That's what we want to know. Thank
right.
you. Thank you so much, Terry. Where are your classes, Marcia?
Okay. So currently I am at Lotus Yoga Studio on 12th and Marine, Suite 101, first level.
Right on the ground floor.
Yep, ground floor, which is awesome. And that's small and works wonderful right now, and it's a beautiful studio. But I hope to really have large classes soon. So I'm actually moving to a new facility. It's actually a new fitness and dance studio opening up, which I'll announce the opening house and et cetera later. But it's the Big Yellow Church on 11th and Grand.
First Presbyterian Church?
Yep, is going to have a fitness and dance studio.
A wonderful community center for people and classes of all kinds. And so you'll be teaching there starting in the beginning of February.
Yes, a very large, nice
We'll
space.
Talk more about that later. I have fortunate. I've been to a couple of your classes, and I think they're fabulous. I love them. They're so much fun, and you just feel better, because I know there are people who work out at home, people who have, whether they have DVDs or whether they, just think, I'll do this on my own. I think people really want to have that support, that connection with other people, and you just feel inspired. You know that someone is there watching you, so you're not going to get hurt. So I think
it's so easy, and I've done it before when I had no idea I was going to enter this career. Is I had books and DVDs on exercise, and I would be excited for the first week, but then of course they just sit there. And another major thing about books and DVDs is that they can't walk out and correct your form. And I actually see clients 3 days a week, and I mean, over many years of having clients, I correct them every day, every time they work out their form. And so it's, yes, it's that important, and it's that easy to not have good form.
And I know that you are, you feel that it's very important that you have proper form. Like one of the things that that you do in your classes, before you even begin to move, you start with a tennis ball against the wall. You start working out some little sore muscles or things that might be tight in your body.
Yeah.
Just because you don't want to build muscle, or you don't want to work out it with improper form, because then it creates issues down the road.
We're in a sense actually aligning the body a little more. We're loosening your joints and your muscles and setting your body up for a better workout with that.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today my guest is certified personal fitness trainer, Marcia Gustafson, and her new classes are now, they're starting this week, next week. All four classes will be going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the Fit Mama classes next week at Lotus Yoga Studio in downtown Astoria. And Marcia is explaining, what is the meaning of physically fit? I mean, how does that work in our lives? And it's not about torturing ourselves. And maybe we should talk about this idea of pain, too. Why mm-hmm. do people think, push past the pain? What's your feeling about that?
Don't push past the pain, please. Don't be, you know, the biggest loser. I'm going to say it. Don't work out like that. Don't burn yourself out, and don't be on the road to injury. Take things one step at a time and be gentle to your body. There's two different kinds of pain. You have burning pain, which you might feel at the end of a set of an exercise, and that's a good kind of burn pain. And there's another kind of pain. It's an achy pain, or a wrong kind of pain.
Or a nerve pain.
Or a shooting pain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's pains you don't want to work through. So, yeah.
That's important to know that. I think this idea of what is fitness is so important, because it really appears now that fitness is synonymous with health. I mean, health and fitness are really interchangeable terms.
Exactly, yes.
And it also means you feel strength, you feel a robustness, a vigor about life, and that it does differ from person to person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why all different body types and shapes and ages, it doesn't matter. It's not a contest. You're not arriving at a destination. We're constantly working on just being healthier and being able to move in better ways all the time.
Yes, it's a wonderful journey. And as soon as you start moving even a little bit, you're going to want to keep moving.
Yes, it's true. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about nutrition a teeny bit, because I know that you also work with nutrition. What are just a few quick nutrition tips, and then maybe we'll give people a few movement tips too. But what are some nutrition tips that you think would be really helpful for people who say, you know, okay, this is a new year. I do want to move my body. I know that's so important. It's vital to my health and well-being on all levels. And I want to eat better. So what can I do? What can people do?
Okay. And I love giving these tips, because I have gone through a lot myself, and in order to eat well, and a lot of experimenting and a lot of educating, et cetera, et cetera. So some really helpful tips for me, and that I found are helpful for others, is write a menu and be realistic with yourself, and realize that you can't go from, you know, if your diet's not that good, it can't suddenly be super healthy. It's just not going to work out that way.
It's all about transition.
Yes, and that's so transition, yes. Exactly. The exercise and nutrition, it's all about transition and one step at a time. And so write a menu. Sit down and do the breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks for the entire week, and post it on your fridge. And what you're going to do is, when you are hungry and you're wondering what to eat, instead of grabbing something that you actually don't want to eat because it's not that good for you, you're going to end up grabbing, you're going to look at the list and you say, oh, yes, I'm going to eat that. That's easy and yummy. And it
so just
really
having
helps.
A guideline is really helpful.
It really helps. And then another tip is, we've heard many, many times, add more vegetables to your diet. And my favorite way to do that, and the easiest way, is to just steam them for a few minutes, and add things like nutritional yeast and soy sauce. And it's just so yummy. Another tip is, again, we've heard many times, is eat less sugar and white flour. It's so important, because these two things shoot your blood sugar up. Insulin just comes pouring out, and fat storage can begin from that. And that's what a lot of people are trying to prevent. So again, with the menu, it's a very good way to prevent eating too much sugar in white flour.
It's all holistic. It all works together, really, truly. Mm-hmm. Mind, body, spirit, you know, diet, all of that. And Terry Wilson has a question. He said, are men welcome in your classes?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
I want to welcome everybody. My goal for myself and the area that I have contact with, Astoria and the surrounding areas, I really want to reach out and help people and educate people, especially those that don't know much at all about nutrition and fitness, and you know they're too intimidated or they really don't think they have time. Please call me. We can talk. I can help brainstorm on ways to help you get fitness and health into your life.
Exactly. And we talked yesterday about a story. Let's give your phone number and also your email. And so, Marcia Gustafson, if you have questions about the body dynamics classes, let's give your phone number.
Okay. My phone number is 325-8201. And my email is bodydynamics.life@gmail.com. And I'll go ahead and spell that out. It's bodydynamics.life@gmail.com.
And that's 503-325-8201. This is a very important thing in my life, to feel that I am physically able to do the things that I want to do. And that is the definition of being physically fit. Can you do in your life the things you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to hurt yourself by trying to do something that you're not strong enough to do?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I think is also true is it's a lot of fun when you really are starting to feel better and you notice a difference. And Terry wanted to know also if there's a difference between the way men and women function in their bodies and the way that you work with them.
There is, yes, we are different. We're from different planets. So, men typically have more upper body strength. And women typically have different emotional goals. So, yes, I work with men and women differently.
That's great. And again, it's that starting, like just taking the baby steps, you know, just showing up in a class and just check it out and see how it is. And it's so incredibly affordable. I don't know. Why did you decide you wanted it to just be so inexpensive, so affordable? It's because you have this mission, this heart of service, and you just want to have as many people as possible come and start to recognize the benefits of moving.
I just feel I'm being very realistic with myself, my business, and with people that want to come to a fitness class. I really want to offer a very low price on a sliding scale, very serious about that, for real.
And the first class is free.
Yes, first class is free. You also get if you buy a month of a class, you get a free personal training session so that I can really get to know you and your body and your goals.
And a month of a class is only,
well,
it depends on how often you come, but it's very inexpensive.
You can do 2 days a week or 3 days a week.
Okay,
yes.
That's right.
So two different prices, but
they're
very low.
4 days, incredibly low.
Yes,
incredible. But for the benefits that you have, let's talk about the fact that you're going to be moving into this space. There's an open house later this month. Why don't you talk about that right now?
Okay, very exciting. Open house for that center in the church. It's called Creative Movement Center. And again, it's on 11th and Grand. The entrance is on 11th and Harrison in a gray building and very large space. And the open house is going to be huge. It's just going to be this huge performance of all the instructors and some students that go there. There's going to be belly dancing and music performance. And I'm going to be doing a demo as well, 10-minute demo of what I do. And raffles and just so much fun. So please come. It's free and it's January 29th. Doors open at 6:30.
That's a Saturday.
It starts at 7. Yes.
A Saturday night. Okay, good. And again, also where we live, and we're not outside perhaps in the weather as much as somebody who may live in Arizona or something who's, you know, every day it's a sunny day, they can go take a long walk. So we have to find ways to move our bodies since we've become so sedentary inside. And so having a great space to work inside is a really important thing. There's no question about that. And I guess the the most important thing, too, for me that I notice is that we are living in our heads so much, we don't realize that our bodies have wisdom, that we need to honor and take care of our bodies, because that's what's allowing us to live our lives, mm-hmm. to function on this planet.
Yes. And if you come to class, it's not for you, please find something that is for you. There's so many different ways to move out there. Our bodies were made to move. Yes, I really prescribe this to you.
It's that the prescription is move every day.
Yes.
Move every day in some good way. And the classes, the thing I like is that, you know, you show up at 7 o'clock and it's really fun. You're getting your stretching, you're getting some cardio, you're getting it's a real eclectic mix. And the thing that I like too is that you honor someone who says, well, you know, you're going to do these push-ups. I'm not quite there yet, so I'm going to do just wall push-ups, or I'm just going to do something yes. very light, or I'm going to do something intuitively, which is right for my body. So many people are out of tune with their bodies. Mm-hmm. So getting back into tune and in touch with our own bodies and knowing what our body wants, that's so important.
That's my goal for you, yes.
That's a goal for everyone.
Yeah.
Exactly. And to do that. And people who've had injuries can come. People who've had, let's say a class might work for somebody who's had a heart attack. I mean, how about that for cardio rehab?
Yes, of course, I would get medical history, et cetera, and approval from doctor and communicate with your doctor. Right. And I could definitely continue your cardio. I can also assign you a 12-week cardio program if you like.
So you create personalized programs for people. You have personal clients. You have the classes going mm-hmm, on. Mm-hmm. And if people sign up for a class, then they not only get a free class, the first class free, but they also get a personalized training session, because you want to get to know them. You want to get to know their body and what they need, what they think their specific challenges are.
So there's that personal training session with buying a month of classes, and then there's a completely separate thing in my business, which is it's one-on-one personal training.
Okay, great. Marcia, we only have a minute or so left. Is there any other? What are the couple of things that you would like people to know, the listening audience to know, about being fit?
Well, before I forget, I really want to emphasize how simple starting this program is. Please just. There's two steps I've decided. It's super easy. Just make the commitment in your head, number one. And then number two, set your alarm. And hopefully I see you tomorrow morning at 7.
Okay, that's right. Absolutely. And then next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah,
there are always opportunities there.
Something else I want to talk about is yes, it seems like it's early, but many people I talk to realize that they also don't have time in the evening. And of course, during the day, they're at work. And so by then, when do we have the time to take care of ourselves? So let's make that commitment to working out in the morning when we have the energy.
Exactly. And that starts your day in such a great way.
Be
good to your body, because it's taking care of you. Where would we be without our bodies?
Exactly.
Well, that's a whole nother subject we could go into. But well, thank you so much for being here today, Marcia.
Thank you so much, Donna.
And again, if you want to reach Marcia Gustafson, if you want to, you can call her phone number, 503-325-8201. You can also email her, bodydynamics.life@gmail.com. And I encourage everyone to do something healthy this month, because this will start your year off in a really good way. And Marcia's classes are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at the Lotus Studio in downtown Astoria, which is on Marine Drive and
12th and Marine.
12th and Marine. Okay, great. And thank you all so much for listening to this program. Thank you, Jerry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and also local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things, expand on them, on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.